Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Excuse me, it's my birthday.
Excuse me, you said we're having a joint party though. You said we're having a joint party. And essentially, I'm not her friend. She doesn't care that it's my birthday too. Susan.
The claws are out.
Testing 1, 2.
That.
Oh, sorry. We were on different vibes there at the
start. We were, so you were testing and I was singing.
Da-da-da-da,
I think visually we're on the same vibe.
Visually we're giving the same energy today.
We're giving...
For the audio folks, we're both in a grey jogger and we're both in... Well, I'm actually in Tate McRae merch.
Wow.
This is Tate's tea. Tate, if you're watching.
Tate, if you're watching. Did you see the video of her doing ballet?
Yes.
Talented queen.
She's the best pop star of our generation. She truly is. She has really... She's just everything a pop star. Yeah. She dances, she sings, she performs entertainment.
She's a quadruple threat. You know, she's you're telling me she can do ballet, she can act, she can sing, she can, you know, break
bloody
it down.
Well dance.
But she can also remain poised and do ballet. You know, you're telling me.
Can't beat that.
No, but we're both on like a sporty t-shirt.
Yeah, what did you all say?
Born to be fast. You know, I live in the fast lane.
Yeah, it's giving cars, Lightning McQueen.
It is. I live in the fast lane. Mm. You know,
life in the fast lane.
Yeah, it's kind of giving raga.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
I like the blue.
Thank you. And I bought my blue bag with me today. I'm feeling summery and springy.
Yeah.
Got to spring my step.
Spring in my step, absolutely.
Because
me too.
Spring and we're happy and we've got our drinks today.
We've got our drinks.
So,
no smoothies.
Cheers.
No slurping this week.
Just a gentle slurp and a cheers.
Cheers.
We need to touch.
Oh, okay. BRB.
Sing.
Yikes.
And
okay. What's everyone been up to then?
So we're back in action. We're here in the girls' bathroom.
What's the goss?
Yeah, what is the goss? What is the street saying this week?
I've been trying to make my way into peppermint tea.
Here she goes. Brilliant.
Had it last night with some honey, as was suggested by yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Much nicer with the honey.
Right. Yeah. Everything's nice with honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still not my favorite.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep going with it.
You know what it is? If you were more of a, you know, a chewing gum girl, you know,
minty.
Just the people who just like, oh, I need a chewing gum, you know, it's that same
people
freshness.
Who drink mojitos.
There you go. You know, mint chocolate, ice cream, you know, those kind of people. The peppermint gives that same freshness to the mouth.
Yes.
It feels really fresh. Did you get that?
Yes.
And that's kind of what I kind of crave. I don't know. It's just mint. But then it also feels good in the belly.
It does feel nice.
Yeah, it's meant to be good for your guts.
Yeah,
I heard it's meant to be good for the skin.
That's why I'm drinking it.
Yeah, I have it most nights.
Yeah. I'll have to get into
it. It's a delicious beverage.
I've had it the past 3 nights in a row, so.
Wow.
Because I need a hot drink after dinner.
Yeah.
But it's not really going, I've got remnants of Easter eggs left. It's not really going down.
You're fighting yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. Do I have the chocky or the pep?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
You could just dip a bit of chocolate in the pep and it gets all melty and then eat it.
Well, I like to dip it in tea, you know?
Oh,
and I've also
God.
Switched to almond milk, which I'm enjoying as well.
Oh, amazing.
Never used to like almond milk.
Yeah,
and
I'm
now
proud
I really
of you.
Like it.
Yeah.
It just tastes like milk.
Right.
Before, it used to really taste like almonds
so
to me.
So what did I used to tell you all the time?
That it just tastes like milk.
Yeah.
Should go...
marzipan almonds.
They must have changed the recipe.
Really?
Because I don't get any almond vibes anymore.
Really?
But I really used to.
It's the kind of version to almonds. It's after you turn 25.
It's the frontal lobe.
It is.
It's got to be.
It is because it switches a lot of other things as well.
Yeah. All right, should we do a question of the week?
Yes, please.
This week, we have got something very fun, something a bit random.
This is
a bit different.
Fun and fresh for us as a question of the week.
Question of the week. Tell us your random celebrity run-ins. Off the top of our heads, let's name a couple of ours.
Off the top of our heads.
Our most recent celebrity sighting that was random. Take it away.
Mine was Ed Sheeran on the streets of Notting Hill.
Ran past you.
It was really random. It was like 10 a.m. like on a run. He had his hood up, but I saw him.
Yeah.
You know, because he was obviously disguising his distinctive ginger hair.
Absolutely.
But
without that, he's just a guy in the street.
Exactly. Without that, he's just a regular old chap. But
we saw Dermot O'Leary.
We did.
In a hotel lobby.
We did. And we were like, Dermot.
That's Dermot O'Leary, yeah. That.
Big fan of Dermot.
We saw. We've seen Tess Daly in the toilets.
Have we?
Yes.
We have.
That was
we
random.
We saw Zendaya in a car one time.
We saw Zendaya in a car one time.
That was a pretty big spot.
That was the coolest thing. So,
and Stormzy in the crowd at Coachella.
Oh, we've
twice.
Seen Stormzy twice in the same crowd at the same point, two different years.
And then at that screening we went to.
Oh yeah, he walked right by us.
Michael. We always go, Michael.
We said hello to him once.
We did.
Said, hi, Stormzy.
And
said, you're all right, girls.
You're right, girls.
We said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Oh, hope he liked us.
Any other celebrity random encounters?
Celeb encounters?
That's quite a lot for one person's lifetime.
That is quite a lot. I'm pretty proud of us, hey?
Who else have we seen, though?
On a date. On a random. You know, because like a Coachella sighting, it's like...
They're expected.
That's
we saw Alex Earl at Coachella.
We did.
That was cool.
Last year.
That was cool. But that's not random because that's their territory.
Oh, I didn't actually see with my eyes that football manager. You will know him, Jose Mourinho.
Oh, from the Stormzy song.
Is he in a Stormzy song?
If I speak, I will not speak. That Mel made me do it, that song.
Oh, really?
I think that's
I've
him.
Not heard that line.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jose Mourinho on King's Road.
No way. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
And then
I
later
learned that he had a house around there, probably.
No way.
Yes.
What are the chances of that?
Yes. So I'm a football hooligan, you guys.
Right, okay, let's see what celebrity encounters you guys have had.
Yes, please.
We were in London showing my best friend Buckingham Palace for the first time and Ollie Murs walked past.
Ollie Murs walked past,
yeah.
Classic.
How cool. But my dad met all of 1D in a lift. What is that?
I would simply pass away.
That's Matthew McConaughey in the cinema.
We've seen Harry Styles. Why did we say that? That was our random encounter.
When?
In the bar on the bike.
Oh my God, we did. Yes. He cycled past us.
You guys heard that when
it happened. He cycled past us.
Oh, that
my
was
mum
a time.
My mum went on a night out with Kate Hudson in summer. Wow, I love Kate Hudson. Dua Lipa.
Nice.
Vintage bag store in Copenhagen.
How random is that?
Worked in Ibiza for a season and Skepta was out there and asked me out on a date to STK. I swam with the Irish Prime Minister.
Very cool.
Killian Murphy, that's how you say it, has a holiday house in my hometown. He'd just be in my village.
Cool.
Kris Jenner in Capri.
Cool.
Wow.
That's a big one.
Mary Berry at a triathlon meet.
Mary Berry.
Ran into Kanye West eating a fry up in the airport 10 years ago.
No way.
My dad spoke to Kate Moss for 20 minutes and didn't know it was her until he was told after.
Wow. I was so
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Joey came to Top Gear, came with Top Gear to my hometown, got a picture with him.
That would be one of our top run-ins.
And remember, again, this was a Coachella thing, but we saw Gerard Butler. I'm
yes,
forever disappointed in myself that I didn't ask him for a picture because he's my favorite.
And we saw V.
Wait, I have
BTS.
The best celebrity random running.
Yes.
When I saw Adam Sandler.
Yes.
So I was in Mallorca a couple years ago, right?
Yes. This is a big
this
one.
This is so random. I was in Mallorca. We were at our hotel. It was probably like 11 a.m. and we were going to a beach club. The hotel lobby was empty. We're like, right, let's go out for the day. We were in the lobby.
Yeah.
And we were sat there for a good 5 minutes, 10 minutes waiting for a taxi. I was there with Brian and Brian's like, I'm just going to go to the toilet. So he got up, just started walking away from me and then just suddenly stopped and just turned around and started walking back. I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh my fucking God, look who's over there. It's Adam Sandler. And I was like, what? And he was literally there eating breakfast. He was right. We were the only people in the room, me, Brian, Adam Sandler, and this other guy. And I was like, oh my fucking God, Adam Sandler. So then we were sat there like freaking out, like, holy shit, what are we going to do? So random in this random hotel in Mallorca. And then as we got up to leave, he obviously could sense that we were like staring at him, because we got up to leave, our taxi was here, and he said to us, he was like, take care guys, have a good day. And then my boyfriend like freaked out and said, oh, bye. And then he was like, she's a really big fan, can she get a photo? And I was like, oh my God,
she's a really
so
big
he was
fan.
Like, yeah, sure, I'm just gonna put my mask on. So he put his mask on, then I walked over and I was like, hello. I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, me and my dad, really big fans. So we took a selfie and he was like, tell your daddy I said hi. Let me show you guys the pic. It was so cool.
Tell your daddy I said hi.
And then
hi.
I was like, oh my fucking God, we've just seen Adam Sandler in our hotel.
Figured it out. He was in Mallorca filming that basketball film, right?
Yes.
That is amazing, by the way. You should watch that. That's a really good film.
I've got to find this picture just purely for the audio listeners to take a look.
Visual listeners.
Yes, sorry, the visual listeners. Audio listeners, you're just going to have to take my word for it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, what was that basketball film? It was so good, and he was like scouting
and it was set in New York, and I was like, oh my God, this was obviously when we saw
like,
him.
Yeah, in Spain, yeah.
Right, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. It won't take me long. Right, here we go. I've got it. Let me twist my phone. He's wearing a red T-shirt. He was in Ugg boots in
Mallorca. Show your camera. He was in Ugg boots. Say hi to your daddy.
He was in Ugg. Look, it's live. Let me see if I've got the voice. The
daddy.
You can hear him say daddy.
Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Oh, right, sorry, let me go back. I got distracted. Okay, this is so fun. More celebrity encounters.
This is so fun.
Ron Weasley. Ron Weasley.
Slay.
In Selfridges.
We saw a lady from Angus Long's and Perfect snogging at the Saturday's concert.
Did we?
Yes, remember, she was behind us.
I've got no memory
of
that.
We went to a Saturday's concert. We must have been 13.
In Nottingham, Royal Concert
Hall. In Nottingham, mum took us. Lydia was bloody there as well. Next to us, few people down, was the girl from Angus Long's and Perfect Snogging, who is now married to...
James Bond. The new James Bond.
No, who is now married to...
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley. But was in the film in Angus Long's and Perfect Snogging
with the new James Bond.
Yes.
Someone's put ran into you two on King's Road.
Classic.
Billie Eilish. I was on her close friend story.
Stop.
How cool is that?
How do you know you were on a close friend story?
Because she must have posted something that was on a close friend. She was like, why the fuck am I on the close friends?
But how do you...
Because it says close friends.
But how do you know if you were on the close friends? If you're not on the close friends.
No, but she was on the close friends.
But how does she know?
Because she would have been watching Billie Eilish's stories and then a green one would have popped up and she would have thought, fucking hell, I'm on Billie Eilish's close friends.
So she got accidentally added to the close friends?
She must have. Or on purpose.
Wait, what was the thing? She got put on... Oh, I was on her... added to it.
Oh, that's what I interpreted it as.
What did you interpret it as? As like she was on it, as in like a picture of her. She was on the close friends.
Oh.
Because how would she...
how would she know?
Exactly. That was my thought.
My sister dated Brad from The Vamps. I found out by coming home and he was in my kitchen.
Brad from the Vamps were so sexy, weren't
and
they?
And we saw Janet Jackson in that restaurant once.
We did.
We've seen loads.
And we saw Samuel L. Jackson.
Bloody hell we did.
In this vegan restaurant in London.
In Notting Hill. Saw Gordon Ramsay at a pretzel station in Knott's Vic Centre. No way.
No way. That can't be real. That pretzel stall in Victoria Centre.
Owen Wilson wearing a t-shirt with his own face on. Love that.
Slay.
What else have we got here?
Gordon
Michelle
Ramsay.
Keegan and Toilet in Ibiza.
Cool. Cool.
Love her. Jonathan Ross, Florida Airport.
Nice.
Very cool.
Nice.
Oh, we this see is our dream.
We saw Naomi Campbell at the Dorchester.
Oh my God, we did. We've seen loads of celebrities.
And when I was a child, we landed at the airport in Tuscany. Kate Moss was there.
My dad's favourite coffee shop was also Sandra Bullock's favourite coffee shop.
Ooh.
That's cool. Okay, a couple more.
Okay.
Harry, the winner of The Traitors on the tube.
Slay, Harry, shout out.
Shout out. Saw Snoop Dogg in the Skechers store in Times Square.
How cool is that?
Being in an Uber with H. Wow. That's cool. Walking Paris Hilton in a casino in Las Vegas and her 10 security guards.
Wow.
Susan Boyle in Tesco.
Susan Boyle, shout
This is the best question we've ever done,
I think. We saw Simon Cowell.
When did we see Simon Cowell?
We went to that and he was
And
he was over in the, and we were like,
and we were like, oh my God, it's Simon Cowell.
It was Simon.
And we saw Claudia Winkleman, speaking of the traitors.
Yes.
She was in that room too. That was a good room to be in, that was. Okay, right. Let me just do three more. Tom Cruise. Wow, that's a good one.
What a big one.
I actually met Cinzia on a train once.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God. And someone said Hugh Grant. We used to see Hugh Grant every day.
And we used to speak about it on the podcast all the time.
We used to go to the same smoothie bar as him.
So remember the smoothies we had last week? That was Juice Baby, where we used to see Hugh Grant.
We were just going at the same time every morning and we'd just see him there.
We would go to our F45 class and it finished at maybe about 8 and he'd always be in there.
Yeah. That was so much fun. Oh, what a great question. We're going to have to do that again.
That was so fun.
That was brilliant.
What do you think the most random one was?
Me, Adam Sandler at Mallorca, in Mallorca, I think.
No, it's the Gordon Ramsay in the
it's the
Victoria
dad being
Center.
In the lift with the one, all of One Direction.
Because think, Zayn's there as well. Like, they were all there.
They were all there.
That's craziness.
Imagine just a lift opening going, oh, hello. Room for one more?
I wouldn't be able to cope with that. I mean, imagine, because also we probably would have been about 17, 18.
Freaking out.
Imagining handling that as a kid, I could not.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, it is Girl Talk this week. We
it
have
is.
Got some lovely dilemmas. So we're going to start here. This is a classic finding like blue bubbles shit like that. Okay?
The classic, I've got lash extensions. Why is there a pair of lashes on the side? The classic.
I found a contact lens on my gua sha.
Gua sha.
I have LASIK.
Okay. And my stomach just flipped like this was me. And it would really actually just ruin you.
Paranoia.
Just.
I'd have to set up a secret camera. I'd have to.
Right. Yeah. That's the only way.
Okay. Long time listener from America. I love you ladies.
USA. Aww,
love you too. I just came home from a week long trip. Okay. So you've been away.
Right.
And found a contact lens on my gua sha in the shower. Yeah, I have had LASIK surgery. Fuck.
Why is it on my gua sha? Like, so she's been using my gua sha.
She took her contact lenses out and put them on there
the gua sha.
When she used your shower. I have been in a relationship for 8 years and my boyfriend and I moved to a new city together 2 years ago.
Officer.
I am in a PhD program and will be in this new city for a long time. So he decided to come with me.
Oh, that is nice.
He is obsessed with our hometown. So it meant a lot that he left all his friends and family to move with me.
Mm-hmm.
But he says he loves me and our relationship is so important to him. We met when I was 17 and were off and on throughout college. After college, I moved to France for a year, but had to come home due to COVID.
Francis.
During COVID, we got back together for good and have been going steady for 4 years now. Okay, so a lot of history there.
A lot of history. And like, he's moved for you.
Yeah, he's left all his friends and family for you.
Oh God, this is the problem when, like, is he starting to resent you? And then it's kind of festered into...
Starting to feel like not the dominant one in the relationship.
Then it's like, oh, now he's got a wandering eye.
Back to the dilemma. I was out of town in Hawaii for a week for work. My boyfriend stayed back in our city because of his job. I came back from the trip, took a long shower and went to use my gua sha. And there was a contact lens on it. I had LASIK surgery 4 years ago. So I do not wear contact lenses.
And he doesn't, I'm guessing.
My boyfriend has perfect vision and does not wear them either.
Oh, I actually got goosebumps.
My mind went to the worst, but I tried to maintain my composure. I asked my boyfriend if he'd had any friends over while I was gone, and he insisted he didn't. I told him about the contact lens that I found, and he said he has no idea how it got there. Long story short, he denies having anyone over, said I can go through his phone, do anything I want. He has never cheated in the past, right, and knows that I would end the relationship immediately if he ever did. Yeah. But then he didn't talk to me at all the next day. That made me think he was guilty.
Yeah.
When I confronted him again, he said that he feels crazy because he didn't do anything, but is feeling guilty because I was accusing him. He then accused me of cheating and said maybe I brought the contact home from my trip with me, aka gaslighting.
Yeah, don't deflect onto me. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this contact lens.
I really do trust him, but a contact doesn't just show up out of nowhere, especially like in the shower.
Yeah, it
the only not. Thing I can think of is that it's an old one from our friends that are visited months earlier and somehow ended up on my gua sha from cleaning and moving things around. I'm trying to move forward, but I can't get this out of my head. He told me that he loves me more than I could ever know. He has never and would never cheat on me. I know him so well and don't think he did, but where does this come from? Please let me know and what you would do in my position.
Well, yeah, because contact lenses, they are sticky little fuckers, right? The only person I know in my life who has contact lenses is Lydia. She will come around for one night. There is six
scattered.
She'll leave them on the bedside table. There's some on my console table. There's some on my floor in the bathroom. There's some on the floor they're on the side of my sofa. They're on my coffee table. Everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They are sticky. And they dry up and they do get stuck. So the idea of it being one of your friends from a while ago, that's plausible.
That's plausible.
Because they are sticky, they're see-through, they're not easily spotted straight away.
It's just
it's unfortunate
that you've been away for a week. You've come back. Because if it was on your gua sha, I'm assuming you use this regularly.
Yes.
Your friends haven't been over in months, you said. Surely you would have seen it before.
If you used your gua sha just before you left, then
it's got to be worst,
right? Because how did it then get on the gua sha, which I'm sure is propped up on a little ledge with your shampoos, conditioners, you know, body things, razors.
I think you need to look through the bins.
Look through the bins.
You're going to have to look through his phone.
You're going to have to look through. Yeah, because I can't just take your word for it at this point. Like the fact that you're deflecting onto. So now you're accusing me of cheating. I'm the one who's found the fucking contact lens.
Yeah. I think you need to just be on alert.
Because then.
It sounds like your boyfriend loves you a lot. It sounds like you're happy. But this could just be a weird thing that popped up from one of your friends and blah, 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 blah. But I think if you've got a feeling. You've got to keep on digging. You've got to set up a camera if you have to.
It's the ignoring the next day for me.
Yeah.
Because if that was...
innocent, you go, what innocent, the hell? How's that got
you're
there?
You're not then going to ignore someone that... You're going to be laughing about it. Yeah. I don't know.
Discussing it. You're going to want to go into depth. Yeah. How could that have
You're
going to
want to make sure they know that it's not legit and, you know, you've not done anything.
Yeah.
Like the fact that he'd go ghost mode.
That's not a good look.
And then thought to, okay, well, I'm going to then deflect and say she's... It's not been handled. What would you do?
I just have to keep a peeled eye.
But then I would
then go investigating mode.
I'd say, yeah, I need to do look on your phone.
I would look through his phone. I would have a look through the bins. I would just see if anything feels off. Like, you know your boyfriend, you've been with him for basically 8 years. Does something feel off to you? And then, like, if I was next going away, or I don't know, I would set up a little camera or something, because just be so paranoid. And I would be second guessing everything, and I can't live like that.
Yeah.
So I would need to go undercover and do some investigating.
I'm just scared that he's gonna have just deleted all the messages.
Well, he could have, yeah. But you need to, what you can do, look through Insta DMs, WhatsApp.
Has he followed anyone Snapchat, new? Are they on private?
Yeah.
Has anyone
recently deleted photos?
Like, look through his likes.
Yeah.
You know, because he may not be following this female or whatever, and he may have unfollowed her or whatever, but she could have liked his pic and he can't get rid of that like.
Yeah.
You know?
ask a neighbor, did you see anyone come round?
Yeah.
I'm assuming maybe you've not got a Ring doorbell, because that would be an instinct
to
check
that. Look out for women with glasses on.
Okay? Yes.
Because then that,
well, not even, because she's contact lenses.
No. But most people, they double.
They rotate.
They'll have, when they're feeling comfortable around the house, you know, if they're feeling frisky, it's the glasses on. But when they want to, you know, go glassesless, it's the contacts in. So look out for some glasses and frames.
You're going to have to just keep digging, I think. But also, I feel like I would like to think that I would be able to sense a feeling of something's off.
That's why it's like you've never had a suspicion before. You feel something in your bones. I don't know. It's like it's your intuition at this point. You know, you found one contact lens and you're thinking something's happened. And I feel like you should trust that. I do.
And maybe I would, like, if you ever go away or you're away for a night or your boyfriend's working from home for the day, I would just like leave things in a very specific position.
Yes.
Like, make the bed in a specific way that you would know if it had been moved.
Yes,
like, leave your soap at a certain angle. Mm. Like, just leave stuff in a particular way. Like, almost take pictures of it so you can remember it. And then you'll know if anyone's
also
been in or out.
You're going to be vigilant of, what time are you coming home tonight? You know, where have you been?
I'm assuming you have his location, but if you don't, you need to get his location.
You smell different, you know? And then honestly, it's probably best if you just go on a work trip ASAP, a rocket.
Yeah.
You know, let's just get on out of there and let's see what happens. Like Soph said, it's got a camera involved. Call him at weird times.
Yes.
Is he answering? Why aren't you answering?
Yeah, where are you?
Where
are
you doing? Why aren't you answering?
Yeah. Good luck with that.
That's easy peasy, because if he was
talking... Bloody contact lenses.
If he was talking to you every night on this trip, fair, right? But it's like, if there was, can you remember one night where you didn't talk? Do you know what I mean?
It was taking a while to reply.
Didn't reply till the morning. You know, is there any of that?
Cast your mind back. Can you look at his call log? He wouldn't think to delete that.
Call log. You need to go through his phone.
See who he's been calling.
But you need to just surprise him with it. Go, I'm looking at your phone right now. Not like, tonight, can I look at your phone? No, he's going to erase all the evidence.
I would do it in secret, when he's asleep. Take his phone to the bathroom or something.
And lock the door.
Mm.
But I just
look
feel
in the
like...
notes app. I don't know, just look everywhere.
You know, you guys have never had something like this before. It's your gut. It's your... In your bones, you're feeling something's off. Like, I've got goosebumps.
Yeah.
Okay. Ears up, smiles on, posture up. Everyone, there we go. We're working
in
on our
the
posture.
Nose, out through the mouth.
Right, help. Help, help, help. I've fallen out with my girl group, but I don't think I'm in the wrong. Okay.
Interesting.
Sometimes in girl groups, it can be herd mentality. So
in,
like,
life, it's herd mentality.
Right. So if the leader
of the pack,
says one thing, unfortunately, you know, some of the others will follow suit, even though they actually think that you weren't in the wrong.
They don't want to go against the grain.
They don't want to go against the herd.
It's a lot of herd mentality.
The leader. Hey, girls, please help. I love you so much. Can't wait to see you in September. Oh, can't wait.
It's coming around quick. We say it every time.
My dilemma is with my girls group.
Okay.
In December, it was my birthday, and my best friend... Sarah's birthday a week later. Oh, that's really quite nice.
That's fun.
We decided with another girl from the group, Susan, that we would do something joint and that Susan would plan it for us and invite the rest of the group. How nice is that?
Oh, so surprise
joint. You
know, joint
birthday parties are really fun.
Yeah.
So Susan's organizing it. However, so we had all come up with a date.
Okay.
For shindig. Okay.
A save the date.
A save the date, if you will. But no idea what we were doing. And a week before we planned to go out, all of the girls were added to a group chat stating that it was my best friend Sarah's birthday and no mention of mine.
Oh.
So Susan made a group chat and says, it's Sarah's birthday, guys. We're going out. No mention of you.
When this is supposed to be a joint thing, your birthday's
Shady.
The week before.
Shady. I immediately burst into tears and rang Sarah to ask if she'd heard from Susan about the plans. And she said no, because I was really upset. She said, no, because I was really upset, I told her about the group chat created by Susan.
Oh, so like you've just been added to the group chat as just like another party girl.
Yeah, another number.
What in the world? I didn't ruin any surprises or tell her what had been planned, but I did explain I was upset that Susan had planned only for her.
Yeah.
And I would basically end up doing nothing for my birthday. Like, what is this? Mm. Yeah. As soon as the call ended, I get a load of messages from Susan saying that she knows I've spoken to Sarah and that it was really selfish on my part.
What?
What?
Why?
I explained to her that I was hurt as the plan was to supposed to be for both of our birthdays. And over the 10 years of our friendship, no one has ever planned a birthday for me. I always do my own. But this time Susan told me not to and to leave it with her.
What the fuck,
So what the
Susan?
Fuck is Susan's problem?
She's jealous of you.
Yeah, because it's like we've all been friends for 10 years. You know when bloody birthday is.
Yeah. Also, it's a week apart. Like, you haven't got you're planning one thing. We're sharing it.
She went on to send some pretty hurtful comments saying I'm always a crybaby and have to make everything about me and I should let my friend have her moment.
Excuse me, it's my birthday.
Excuse me, you said we're having a joint party, though. You said we're having a joint party. Oh, my God. And essentially, I'm not her friend. She doesn't care that it's my birthday, too. Susan.
The claws are out.
She says, I don't care.
Susan gives no
fucks. I don't
care.
It's your birthday. I don't care.
Wow. Susan's got balls.
Oh, my God. I blocked her on everything. I was so shocked
good
by
for
her
you.
Words. Yeah. I didn't want things to get too nasty on both sides. The night went ahead with all of the girls minus me.
Aww.
But where is Sarah to stand up for you and say, this
Susan,
is our,
what are you doing? This
Susie,
is a joint thing.
This is a joint thing. Like what, where's everyone else to stand up and go, oh, what about, what happened to Helen?
Herd mentality, I guess.
Yeah.
They're scared.
And I since haven't heard from any of my friends.
What?
Including my best friend, Sarah.
What?
So Sarah is your best friend who you meant to have the joint with. What on earth,
this feels
Sarah?
Premeditated.
I thought about reaching out, but feel it's got to the point that it's awkward and I don't know what I would say. Also, I don't want to speak to Susan as I don't feel I did anything that wrong to deserve the way she spoke to me.
No.
But that puts me in an awkward situation as all of the girls are a lot closer to Susan than me.
Herd mentality.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the rest of the group are thinking has happened. Right. So Susan could have said anything. That's the problem
here. She's been in control of the narrative.
They've not heard your side. Right. So I'm not sure what the rest of the group are thinking has happened and why no one has reached out.
Yeah.
I don't feel I have done anything wrong. I just wanted my girls to celebrate my birthday too. Any advice would be super helpful as I don't have any friends outside the group and I'm really struggling. Should I cut my losses or try to resolve things? Thank you so much.
Shit. Oh, that's...
It's giving like they were waiting for one tiny thing from you to just cut you out.
Yeah.
And that's really scary.
It feels like there's a group chat without you. It feels like this has been premeditated. I don't know. I think there's something that you don't know. I think there's more to this, to the story. I don't know. This feels deeper than just this.
Yeah. And I'm really disappointed in Sarah. Like, this is your best friend. She was excited for the joint party too. So why does Susan get to call all the shots?
I
don't get it. And I don't get why where the other girls are.
I don't. She's saying that everyone's close to Susan. So Susan's obviously the leader of the pack.
Susan, I think Susan has manipulated the narrative here.
Yeah.
Susan said, she's a crybaby. She's being selfish.
Always about her.
It's always about her. La, la, la. All these things that are not true.
Yeah.
And just said, oh, let's just leave her. Let's just focus on Sarah.
Just being negative.
And just gone ahead with this party without you. And none of them have thought to, because they don't want to piss off the leader of the group who sounds like it's Susan.
Yeah.
Susan sounds like she's the leader of the group. If Nancy was to message you, Susan would go, what the fuck? Kick off at her.
And Nancy would be out the chat as well.
And Nancy doesn't want that ag.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that's sometimes the way it goes. People don't want to turn against the head of the group.
Right.
Because they see how
on their life.
They see how mean they're being to you and they think, well, I don't want that.
I don't want that.
These aren't the friends I've got at the end of the day.
And they're like, poor Helen, but I can't get involved.
Glad it's not me. Oh, unfortunately, that's how it goes a lot of the time.
I'm just disappointed that
Sarah hasn't come forward.
Yeah. And like, we're adults at this point. Like, I think, and it's like something wrong has happened here. You need to stand up for people who need it sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that they are not, especially yeah. Sarah, your best friend, who literally was excited to do this joint party with you.
I really think that just for your own peace of mind, you need to get your narrative out there. And I think I'm assuming you've got a group chat. I think send a message in there, send a paragraph. They'll all read it. They can all discuss it in their other group chat if they want. But I think send a message in there just so you have cleared your mind. Thinking, okay, I've explained my side. I've explained my story. Mm. If then no one reaches out,
fuck them.
Mm. But at least then you know.
That's not a real friend. No. A real friend is going to stand by you, is going to back you up, is going to defend you, and is going to
be there for you
and tell the people who are doing you wrong,
they're going to stand up for you at the end of the day.
They're going to call them out and they'll stand up for you, right?
So send your message and say, hey girls, I know we haven't spoken much in here recently, but I wanted to get something off my chest. I don't really know what's happened the past few weeks, but...
Well, this was in December. The birthdays were in December. So a few months.
But... I'm not sure how we got here. I'm not sure what all you guys
Susan,
have been.
Susan, you're a lying.
conniving snake.
And I don't appreciate.
And you need to say, explain what happened. Just say, you know, Susan told me that she was going to plan a joint birthday for me and Sarah.
Wow, I was so excited.
I was then added to a group chat called Sarah's birthday with no mention of mine. I confronted Susan about this privately, as I'm sure you already know, saying, you know, I was confused what had happened. Susan then went on to verbally attack me and my personality and my character.
Yeah.
And then say, like, I want to talk about this. I feel like I've lost all my friendship. I feel like something's going on that I don't know about. I feel like I'm the topic of conversation. And at the end of the day, like, you guys are all my friends and I want to be friends with you all. And I don't know, am I missing something? I want to talk to you guys and just, I don't know, say your piece and then see what happens.
I would also message Sarah separately as well, because this is your best friend.
Yeah.
You know, the other ones are your friends, but Sarah is your best friend. And then send Sarah a specific message as well. Be like, hey, Sarah.
I've messaged the group. I'm sure you've probably seen it.
I miss you. I don't know what has quite happened, but I'd love to catch up.
Yeah.
You know, we've all had some time to cool down. You know, it was quite a few months ago now.
Yeah.
Please, I'd love for us to just talk it out in person. You know,
because... When are you free? And that's all you can do. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, if they want to push you out of this group, they will. That's just what happens. It's happened to us. It happens.
Yep.
But then it's good riddance, and these aren't your true friends, and they've not got your best interests at heart. They're only there to sabotage and talk behind your back. And if friends are like that, who needs them? You know, you've got to have that attitude.
It's like a breakup. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm on a new path. I've been redirected. The universe has taken me in this direction.
Yeah.
You know, throughout life, you meet so many new people, you know, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s. Like, you're constantly going to be meeting new people and forming new relationships and friendships.
Yeah.
And that's how... beautiful life is.
Yeah.
Like, there's some people that me and Sophie never met yet who are probably going to be our wedding.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And that's a really nice thought.
But we don't know them yet.
We've not met them yet. But isn't that such a nice thought?
Yeah.
Because it's like you're constantly going to be... So this is not the be all and end all of like friendships.
Don't cling on to them. If they're trying to push you out, don't cling on.
Because that's not a valuable friendship.
No, that's not a friend.
I'd rather you have one really good solid friend than like six half-assed friends who are like willing to cut you out at any given moment.
Yeah.
Like, that is not friendship. That's not sisterhood. That's not, you know, supporting.
That's nastiness and bitchiness.
Yeah, that's not
the opposite
friend.
Of what you
that's
need.
That's just merely someone that you would hang out with on a Saturday night. Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Yeah. Okay, we've got a professional wrestler in the house this week.
I watched the new Jake Gyllenhaal fighting movie with Conor
McGregor.
It was good. A lot of action packed.
I watched Conor McGregor's series. What's that called?
A series. It was fully acting. Hey.
No. It was him.
Oh, a dot
reality.
Oh, a dot. Okay.
Okay. Professional wrestler offered opportunity in Japan. Do I take it? I'm thinking yes off the bat. What
of
are you thinking?
Of course you take it. Of course you take it.
She said, I can't believe I'm finally writing in. Never thought I would, but I'd love to get your thoughts. I'm going to do my best to explain wrestling and my situation to you guys without going on too long.
Are we in USC? Are we a boxer? Are we a wrestler? Or is it kickboxing? What genre?
We're about to find out.
Okay.
I'm 25 years old and I'm a professional wrestler in America, WWE style wrestling like The Rock and John Cena in a ring, not high school gym class wrestling on mats. Lol, I'll attach some pics.
Okay, can we see the pics first?
Yeah.
So is this,
wow!
Is this when they're in the outfits with the
masks
on?
Holy shit, look at her.
Oh my fuck me. Can I just see that up close?
Look at your costume. Holy
this
shit.
Oh my God.
I love the colors.
Oh my God.
Who and her boyfriend?
Oh,
you're both
my
wrestlers.
God.
With your belts on.
Is he coming to Japan too?
That could be the problem.
This is where we're in the pickle.
I have been wrestling for 3 years come August this year.
Wow.
The goal is to make it big in wrestling, get signed somewhere and be able to do it full time instead of what I'm currently doing, which is working full time Monday to Friday while wrestling on the weekends.
Let's get it, wrestlers.
But it's very hard to do that as it's a big dream for a lot of people. Okay. And getting noticed and signed to a company like WWE is not easy.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Now for my dilemma. I feel lately that I'm getting to a sink or swim point in my wrestling career. Either I give it everything I've got and hope it pays off, or I take the safer route in life and focus on my full-time job for the stability and, of course, so my body will age more gracefully.
Okay.
I've put a lot into my wrestling career in just 3 years. I've built a character. I've gained fans. I've built an image. Put so much money into my wrestling attire.
Yeah.
And I've put my body on the line.
Custom outfits. Custom looks. Are expensive.
I've made it to a point where I get flown places to wrestle, which is a great accomplishment. I've bought my own wrestling ring. I've ran my own shows with my boyfriend, who is also a wrestler. Along with this, we've made our family so proud of us. My Nana and Papa watch all our matches and they are so proud of us for what we do. Please. What's the problem? But I'm starting to feel defeated by the professional wrestling lifestyle. Okay. Wrestling has changed me so much as a person. I've become more quiet as I'm forced to network at shows all the time. It's made me not like talking to people. I felt more competitive, which is now just turning into feeling jealous and insecure of other women who get opportunities in wrestling that I don't get.
So you've got a bit of comparison going
rather on. Rather than feeling motivated by it. Mm. I'm constantly working because Monday to Friday I work full time, 8 till 5, and weekends I wrestle. There's really no downtime and it takes its toll. Mm-hmm. But a game changer just entered my life as I've been scouted by a wrestling company to go to Japan for 3 months to do a tour starting this September. We're going to be on tour at the same time.
Is this not meant to be? Our tour starts in September.
Wrestling in Japan is a big deal and a great opportunity for any wrestler. It'd get me noticed by a lot more people. Yeah. It would give me a huge
more
opportunity.
Fans.
They'd be paying for my flight, accommodation, and my fee to wrestle. It sounds like a dream come true, but I don't know if I should go.
Right.
If I go, I'd be leaving my boyfriend for 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm confident we'd be okay. We've been together for 9 years. Yeah. Oh, 3 months compared to 9 years. That's going to be a breeze.
This is a breeze.
And our relationship is great, but being away for him would get tough. Mm-hmm. I'd have to quit my job to go. So when I come home for the 3 months, I don't have a job to go back to. My current job is great. I make good money, get benefits.
Yeah.
And my boss approaches me about raises.
Right.
My sister is having a baby this April. So
okay.
I'd miss out on time with the baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the baby's going to be there for a lifetime.
The baby's going to, yeah.
And lastly, the biggest reason I'm hesitant is because I'd have to leave my dog behind. She's 14. I raised her since she was a puppy. Yeah, that's a hard one.
Okay.
She's really attached to me. I walk her every single night. If I left and something happened, I'd never forgive myself. Mm-hmm. So now I need to decide, do I risk everything on this huge career changing opportunity, or do I play it safe and hope something else comes along?
Never play it safe. I think
you've got to go for it, I'm afraid.
You've got to go for it, I'm afraid. Your boyfriend's going to be fine.
Oh, here's the dog.
I can't look into the dog's eyes because I'll change my decision. But you're going to Japan. Let's see the dog again.
He's so cute. You're going to have to go.
You're going
you're
to Japan.
You're going to have to go. You owe it to yourself to go. This is a life, because also
life changing. Grab it by the horns.
It's the classic quote. Take the risk or lose the chance.
You know, because yeah,
we say no more.
Yeah, you're hoping for another opportunity that arises, but this one's right here.
This one's right here. Why? And it's only 3 months. It's not 3 years.
Right. I think
3 months will go like that.
I think it's the perfect amount of time dip your toes into more of the professional world, to gain more experiences in the wrestling world.
Yeah.
You know, build out your roster and your portfolio, I imagine it is. It's your portfolio, you know, of wrestling.
And I guess maybe you could
and
always...
And just a genuine life experience. Like,
yeah. Get you out to Japan.
Incredible.
For free.
You're going to be with your boyfriend for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I want
he can
you,
wait for 3 months.
I want you to be able to tell your grandkids, wow, I lived in Japan for 3 months. And
can you
I did this
that,
incredible.
Kids?
I did this incredible tour. Look at the pics. I
used to be a wrestler, you know.
Right, I had to leave you. I had to leave you. Your granddad
your
behind,
papa
but
behind.
It was. But it was the best experience for me. You know, like that's what I want you to tell your grandkids and your kids.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
You've got to do it. Your dog.
They'll be
praise
there when
Jesus
you get back.
Above. He'll still be. He or she will still be there when you get back.
Yeah.
That's just
things don't like this don't happen all the time. That, and also maybe if you are saying that you're like you're having second thoughts about this career and what it's doing to you next one said, you could always see this as like your last hurrah. Like I'm gonna go to Japan.
Final
if
try.
It takes off, it takes off. If not, I might have a rethink. But I think you owe it to yourself to see what you can do. And also sometimes leaving that 9 to 5, I mean, maybe, I don't know what your finances are, but sometimes leaving the job that's been your safety net is the biggest motivator that you need to pursue the creative dream.
Yeah.
You know, like leaving the stability behind, not having that safety net, sometimes is the best thing. It's like when Chandler made Rachel quit her job so she'd find another one.
Yeah.
Otherwise you just go back to the comfort of the job.
And I have every faith that after these 3 months in Japan, you'll get another opportunity.
Yeah.
And then another opportunity. And then another opportunity. Because why wouldn't you get another opportunity after this one?
Yeah.
You know, opportunities are always going to be coming towards you. But you
it's
going to
be
not...
the, it's going to get the ball rolling.
Exactly. And I think this is the first one. You need to not, don't turn this one down.
No.
This is the one that's going to spread your wings. Like you're literally going to be spreading your wings going to Japan.
How
also,
exciting. We've never had a professional
also,
wrestler on here.
Also, how incredible of an experience to live in Japan. I would love to live in
Me
Japan
Me too.
For
you
months.
Can't turn that down.
Like,
your boyfriend will be fine. The dog will be fine.
All expenses paid and you're getting paid to do something that you also love. It's a no-brainer
it's
for me.
It's a no-brainer.
Like, it's going to cost you nothing financially.
Yeah.
You're getting paid. And you're going to meet some amazing people.
It's going to be the best experience
it's going to be the
of your
best, and your boyfriend can come visit and watch some of your shows on tour, I'm sure.
You've got to do it.
You have
Please.
To. You have to. You have to.
Okay.
Like maybe you'll become the next like the biggest Japanese wrestler.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? And just they all just love you. And then you move there with your boyfriend and you ship your dog,
the
over,
dog
as
over.
Well. And then you have kids in Japan as well.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, God, imagine I never
How did
took
we
that
end up here? Well, I used to live in the UK.
Yeah. I've been here for 6 years now.
Mm. I've been here for 60 years.
Been here for 65 years. Like, that could be you.
This one sounds like the title of a Cardi B song.
Yeah. It does. Money. Memories or mistakes?
Literally sounds like a
Which
Cardi
one would
B
you
album.
Rather? Money, memories, or mistakes? I mean,
memories, surely.
Memories, surely, and definitely not mistakes.
With a bit of cash.
Okay. Hello, girls. How are you both? How are you, Soph?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, actually. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you, everyone.
Good.
I popped me Uggs off to get extra
Yeah, she's
cozy.
Got comfy.
Sometimes you've just got to pop the shoes off, you know, through the toes.
Oh, pink socks. Cute.
Thank you.
Same ones from a couple of days ago.
I actually bought two pairs. Thank you. Ah. Yes, but the same. Yeah, it's France.
Oh, yeah, it's France.
Yeah, it's France.
My socks are Adenola.
Oh, oh, whoa, cool girl, great. Cool socks. So here is my situation. I come from a family that was not well off at all. I used to have to collect food from food banks and my brother to feed our family, and all my clothes were from someone else when I was a child. And I have done a lot of hard work to be independent, get good GCSEs. Do you know what? I've not said this in years. GCSEs.
Bit of a tongue twister.
God, GCSEs. Yeah. Went to college and got a uni degree.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's incredible. I know this is a standard for a lot of people, but I am the first in my family to even go to college.
Wow.
After graduating, I managed to save money from working a full-time job alongside uni, which has helped me live in a city with my friends.
And then
I
got,
I know, incredible. And then I got myself a job that now pays over 4K a month and can go up more.
Fucking hell.
Amazing.
Wow.
Even though my success, I've met an amazing person that I've been with for nearly a year and a half.
Wow, this is amazing.
He melts my heart and makes me feel at home. He has dreamed to go traveling and is a little older than me, so wants to do this year.
Right.
I am more than willing to go with him and live his dream, because who wouldn't want to go traveling in Australia and Asia?
Who wouldn't?
But due to me having no one else other than myself to fall back on if things go wrong, fingers crossed they don't, I'm worried if I give up a job that can set me up for life to then have to come back with nothing and no one. Right. So in order to go traveling, you have to quit this job.
Well, yeah.
Right. Should I go? Should I let him go alone? Should I make him wait a little longer? I was all in, but after talking to his nan on Easter Sunday, she said that making good money can be better than going traveling at this time, and that I should think about what I am giving up. Hope this all makes sense. I know I can waffle. Can't wait to hear from you.
That was very succinct and precise. It was. No waffle in there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so you've got an amazing job.
An amazing
you've
job.
You've worked really hard to get. You've got no safety net. You know, if things go wrong, you can't pay the bills. You can't pay the bills. You've not got anyone to offer a lending hand.
We're not living with this boyfriend yet. You know, no. We're not shared responsibility finances yet.
No, he's a bit older than you. Yeah. So he wants to go traveling now. He's got a few more years of having this career under his belt.
Yeah.
You're kind of starting out.
Yeah.
If you were, I get the vibe that if you hadn't met this guy, you wouldn't be choosing to travel right now. It's not the time for you to take a break in
He's
your career.
He's the one who wants to go traveling, but you're like, of course. Who wouldn't want to go to Australia and Asia? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the right time for you.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe it's not the right time for you. Like, we would always say, but then we would always say, go for it. You know?
I know.
Grab life by the horns. But sometimes we have to...
Be sensible.
Right?
Yes. Do the adulting.
Because it is important, unfortunately.
Bills have got to be paid.
Foundations have got to be set before we can, you know, it's work hard, play harder.
Yeah.
Work hard, play hard. You know.
Play hard. San Neo song. Keep partying like it's your job.
Yeah. Party hard. So.
I think only because this is also to think about, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if you left your job to go traveling, you actually wouldn't enjoy the traveling as much, because you'd be worried
about what was going to happen,
your financial situation.
Yeah.
When I get home, it's almost like when you're looking at buying a house and you think, well, if I stretch myself that much, I'm actually I'm just going to be financially stressed. I'm not going to enjoy living in this house. Like, I could, if I pushed it, I could do it, but I'm not going to actually be enjoying and have any sort of disposable income left. And it's one of those things where you might find yourself actually just feeling quite anxious and thinking, oh my God, when I get back, what am I going to do? I shouldn't have done. I don't know. Like, you might not enjoy it as much because you don't feel like you're doing it too, you feel like you're doing it too soon.
And then you kind of be like, annoyed at yourself that you spent so much money on the traveling, and then you've not actually enjoyed it that much. And,
yeah, because you were too worried about
what was going to happen when you get back home.
Yeah.
Like,
you're always going to have the opportunity to travel.
Always.
But you found yourself an amazing job that pays phenomenally,
and
you don't want to give that up.
And you're climbing the
you've got your foot in the door, you know?
Right. It would be really silly to quit that without knowing that you'd be able to just get the job back.
Get something else or come back. I don't think it's the right time.
Neither do I. I would maybe be tempted to say, go on your own, travel, you know, I could come meet you for a week in take summertime, a take a mm-hmm. holiday, but this job is really important to me and key to my security.
Right now in life.
Right now in life. And until I'm more comfortable and set up in a few years' time, I can't quit my job.
Can't risk. It's too much to risk, I think.
Yeah, it is a lot to risk.
Mm. Asia and Australia and are always like, going to be there.
Yeah, the memories will be priceless, right?
True.
Because the question was what? Money, memories and mistakes. Mm. The memories.
Sounds like a TV show.
Sun Sex and Suspicious Parents is giving me.
Yeah.
The memories will be forever. But then it's like I've said, if you're not able to immerse yourself fully in the experience. Mm,
and enjoy it and relax and let loose and.
Then it's almost not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the buying the house analogy.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
Very sensible of us, I think.
Very sensible of us, I think. And I think you're kind
of.
I think you kind of know that you just want to make sure you're protecting yourself. You know, you're the only person who's got you right now.
Yeah.
And it's really smart. I'm really proud of you, right?
For taking the sensible route.
Yeah. And for considering this and for what you've achieved also. And I don't want you to just quit this job after everything that you've achieved, you know?
Okay, how long are we going for, Lucy? Paralyzing every pore, you feel it taking over you. Okay, I feel like we are coming up for hen stag season.
Also engagement season.
And wedding season in general.
Yes.
We're on the cusp.
Yes.
Okay.
The brides are briding.
And a lot of bridesmaid politics. The maids are maiding.
Maids and maiden, laden and waiting.
So this subject line is, should bridesmaids pay for the bridal shower?
Right. We've only ever been on one hen.
Correct.
Right? And we paid.
Two, I've been on two.
Oh.
I paid on both.
Of course. We paid on both. Oh, I went to one. I paid.
I am one of 12 bridesmaids for a wedding in June.
Actually, that's a lot. That's a lot, but amazing.
Fantastic.
But that's a lot of women to organize 12 dresses,
12 hairstyles, 12 makeups, 12 calendars, 12 diaries.
Yes.
I am not particularly close with the bride.
Okay.
Bloody hell, but you're a bridesmaid. Wow. And we are only acquainted by my boyfriend and her husband because they played football in college together. I believe I am just a filler in her wedding due to her running out of girls to have in her wedding because her husband couldn't narrow down his groomsmen. Oh, okay. So
she's just matching that.
She's matching the numbers.
How many groomsmen do you bloody need?
So she's thought, right, who's your mate? I'll get one of his girlfriends.
Right.
A little backstory. The couple, I would feel so weird being a bridesmaid for a girl that I didn't really know.
Me too. I'd feel really
uncomfortable. I'd be like, you don't want me here, do you? This is weird.
And then everyone going, oh, here's the bridesmaid.
So how do you know the bride?
I don't know, really. Yeah, that'd make me uncomfortable. Especially
but she wants the symmetry for the pictures.
Of course. And especially because it's just the boyfriend connection.
Yeah, it's weak.
It's not even like your friend of a friend with her. It's like it's your boyfriend's friend.
It's a loose connection.
Yeah, it's a loose one.
A little backstory. Yeah. The couple got engaged in 2022 on her birthday and on their 1 year anniversary. Nice. They eloped in 2023 due to insurance purposes and will still have a wedding in 2024.
Okay.
Her maid of honor had not spoken to any of the bridesmaids until 2 months ago, asking if all the bridesmaids could pitch in money for the bridal shower venue because the bride was stressed about finances.
Okay. Oh, so this is for the bridal shower venue, but that's not the hen do.
I think bridal shower hen, is that not the same thing?
Is it?
I'm thinking, yes.
I'm thinking it's not.
You're not. There's a hen and a bridal shower. What's the difference?
Because isn't the bridal shower just kind of more of like a luncheon?
I've never really heard of a bridal shower.
Well, I feel like we must be in America. I feel like I've seen Julia Havens go to a bridal shower.
So it's a luncheon.
And it's more luncheon of like meets. It's a luncheon. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's the floral dresses. It's little picky bits.
Some cute pics.
It's some cute pics in like the rose garden. But then the hen do,
of course.
It's a do. But of course, in America, it's the bachelorette.
The bachelorette party. Yeah. The batch.
I'm sure it's the batch party and the bridal shower. I'm sure they're separate things.
Bridal shower sounds more wholesome, family, grandparents are there, mum's there. And bridal hen is more right. Like, let's fucking go.
But bridal shower to me is also giving like the bride's book this and organize this.
Not in this case though.
That was it, because I was watching a Remy vlog and there we go. This is why they are separate. I know this.
Why?
So you remember she went on, you know Laura DIY?
Yes.
They went on Laura DIY's Bachelorette, which was in Tulum. Where you went. And it was all the girls on a trip. That was the Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette, okay.
They had also a bridal shower.
Right.
Which was a surprise to Lauren.
So Laura. The bride didn't know. That's interesting then.
Yeah. So it was a bridal shower. Ooh.
Okay.
And that was a lunch.
A luncheon.
Right.
Thank God Cynthia's here.
Thank God.
Okay. So I found it a bit odd because usually bridesmaids are not a part of that, but show up to help set up or clean up afterwards and just support the bride.
Right.
I do not speak to the bride daily, nor do we hang out when we only live less than 20 minutes from each other. When the maid of honor stated that the bride was stressed about finances, I found it a bit hard to believe because the bride would post on her Instagram stories of her treating herself to expensive spray tans, eyebrow microblading, lip blushing, getting her nails done, etc.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
She's pampering herself. Well,
you're thinking, okay.
Last paragraph. I find it hard to be happy and feel like I'm part of the wedding when I see things not being reciprocated. What the maid of honor is putting out there and seeing how the bride is doing just fine. Okay, so you're basically, you don't buy the reasoning.
It's like, just say that we've got to pay for it. Don't even give that, you know, she's stretched for money.
Yeah. In general, topic about money is always hard. I need your help and advice on how I should handle or go about this whole situation.
Shit.
I wonder how much you're being asked to contribute.
So you don't want to pay, she doesn't want to pay for it.
Well, no, because she's thinking, I don't really know you.
I don't know
you. You've asked me to be a bridesmaid.
Yeah. Don't even know.
You ain't stressed about money because you just got your lips blushed and your eyebrows microbladed and your nails done.
Yeah. Lip blushing. And that's a treat. Not everyone needs lip blushing.
That's lovely.
Our friend Summer's just got lip blushing. It looks great.
Yeah.
But unnecessary. Mm. No.
If you were stressed about money, you wouldn't be going to get your lips blushed.
Yeah. You could just buy
a £12 lip liner instead.
Well, you just buy that Amazon thing I've got.
Yes, the lip stain.
The lip stain. Mm. Does the same job.
Well, I guess, do you want to rock the boat?
If you feel strongly about this, if you're willing to get disinvited.
Awkward.
You say, sorry, Susan, I'm not willing to pay that.
The end.
I'm not willing to pay that. Don't know how any of the bridesmaids feel, but I'm not willing to pay that after I've just seen her get $300 lip blush. Right?
She put on her email brackets $800.
$800 for the lip blush?
Must be very expensive in America.
America, everything's hiked, right? Right.
Maybe what you could do is if the maid of honor, let's say she says to you, no, okay, I'm going to need about $150 total from everybody. Then you could just say...
She's getting from other people. That's your reason she's picked 12. She's getting thousands and thousands of pounds. I'm going to need about $600, I think, from each of you. 6 times 12 is what? Fucking £20,000.
That's the whole wedding paid for.
She's buying a house.
What luncheon is this?
She's putting down a house deposit, it sounds like.
Going to Beyonce performance as
well. Yeah, literally, CeeLo Green.
If she offers you a figure, then you could always just say, you know, I'd love to contribute. I can't quite stretch to that, but I can give you $50.
Or I can make the cupcakes. I can provide the finger sandwiches. I can make a lasagna, a tray bake.
Veggie, Sarah.
Sorry, no meat. Veggie, lasagna.
Yeah. You could offer alternatives.
Offer your services in a separate way.
Yeah, don't feel forced to put money in this pot if you don't want to.
Like, I think just go, so if this Sarah's message you, hey Sarah, it sounds great. That's not quite what budget I was thinking. Right? That's not quite the budget that my mind was set. No offense, I don't know the bride. No offense. I don't know the bride. If you want to cover my end,
because you are her best friend.
Feel free. I'm willing to pay 30%. And then
I'm willing to contribute in other ways.
And then 70% in finger sandwiches, lasagna. Yeah. And my present.
Gotta go. Can't wait to see you there.
Yeah.
You can do that. You're within your rights. Or,
you know, because what's unfortunate in this situation is you don't know any of the other bridesmaids to talk about this with.
Exactly.
I'm sure out of 12, you're not the only one thinking, what the bloody fuck is this?
Not again.
Not fucking again. Bridal shower number 3, fucking $800.
No.
Yeah. That's the, you haven't got, so it's like, is anyone else? Can we all rally together and just suggest something a bit more lower budge? Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Offer alternatives. She can't force you to put your hand in your pocket.
I think just quite simply, hey, Sarah, oh my God, can't wait to see you and the girls. It's going to be brilliant.
Not going to be able to stretch this, unfortunately, but I'd love to contribute in other ways.
Not, write that down. Say it again.
Not going to be able to stretch to this, unfortunately, but would love to contribute in other ways. I'll bring food, snacks. You just let me know and hand it over. Well. Hope you are. Can't wait to see you guys. You're going to look fab.
There you go. You can look gorgeous.
Hearts, hearts, hearts.
Then if she's like, oh my God, what the fuck? We need her end of the bargain. Then she might just say, you're out.
Then you're free of your duties.
Then you're free of your duties.
You don't want to be a bridesmaid anyway.
There we go. Free of your duties. Oh.
Or she's going to reply and say, okay, maybe something passive aggressive, but who cares?
But then it might be a bit of a frosty reception at the bridal shower. Oh, here's the girl who's not paid for the fucking venue. You know, it's like Ross when he went.
When he didn't pay for the janitor's leaving too.
When he didn't pay for the janitor's leaving too. Like, oh my God, here's
the new guy.
The new guy.
What do they call him?
They just called him the number of his apartment.
His number 8 or something.
Number 19. So it might be a frosty reception.
Phoebe was in the party.
Yeah, so it's going to be a frosty reception. But the principle is, it's like Ross. The principle was he didn't know this guy.
Yeah.
He did not know this janitor. Why is he paying for his leaving due?
Or if it's like 50, let's say it's $70 or something, and if it's worth it to you to just, do you know what? Half the fucking money, half the 70 quid, and everything will be dandy. If that is more, then just do that.
Yeah, because but then if you want to stick to your
principles, you stick to them.
Stick to your guns. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, you don't even know me, babes. I'm just here for numbers. I'm just a filler.
Yeah.
You know.
What's my middle name?
But also,
exactly.
She wouldn't dare kick you out of the bridal party because she needs the balance.
12 people.
For the pics.
She needs a symmetry.
So I think you're just going to be in with a frosty reception. That's all.
Good luck.
Yeah. Here's Sarah, who's not conscious, who's bought chips and dip.
Nice cucumber sandwiches, Sarah.
Nice cucumber sandwiches, Sarah. Baby. This is a bit more boy talk, but we like to lean into the medical side sometimes.
Yeah, last week we learnt that sperm and semen are not the same thing.
Absolutely. We've got a dilemma here. Help. He can't get it up.
Okay.
After 3 months of seeing each other. Hi, girls.
Bit of Viagra do the trick.
A bit of Viagra does the trick. I was watching...
Better be Sky High in no time.
There we go.
But that was a great film, Sky High.
It's ineffective for some men.
Ineffective?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes it doesn't work. It's not as simple as popping a pill.
Ah.
Unfortunately. Right, me and my besties love the Parkers. Can't wait to see you in September.
See you in September!
I really need your help on my current situationship.
Okay.
I met this guy last November. At a party through mutual friends, and we just hit it off straight away. We spent the whole night talking, and before I knew it, I had to leave and didn't know if I'd hear from him again.
It's like Cinderella.
It is, isn't it? The next evening, he got my number from a mutual friend and texted me. And we've been talking every day since.
Oh, how romantic.
Our first date went so well. He brought me to this stunning restaurant. And the dates after have been amazing. Really nice restaurants, bought me flowers.
Oof.
He really just put the effort to plan and we got on really well.
Sounds like it, you guys.
Sounds like it, you crazy kids. I was a bit taken aback by everything because he was the first date I went on since I broke up with my toxic ex of nearly 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I really had my guard up after swearing off boys for the foreseeable.
Mm.
As my ex put no effort in towards the end of our relationship and made me feel really insecure about myself. Huh. So I'm glad it ended, but this new boy has really started to change my mind on boys.
Mm.
I'm happy. That's what it takes.
He's softening.
Yeah.
He's softening you.
Sometimes it takes a while for your guards to come down, your walls to come down, and you just open up a bit more. I can't fault him on anything except one thing. When it comes down to having sex, he cannot get it up. So it's just a flop.
It's floppy. Flass. It's flaccid.
It's a flaccid flass. He can't get it up. We are both uni students and live at home with our families. So there's never many opportunities, but there has been a handful of chances in the last month. But when it came down to it, he just couldn't get it up. He explained he was in a long-term relationship before and hasn't had sex since his breakup, which was last year, and was just nervous and overthinking the whole thing, which I completely understand, as I could tell he was really nervous and stressing out because he couldn't do it. Yeah, because I can imagine when it's like the frustration hits and you're like, oh, and then it's like you're more frustrated, more, and it's like
he's getting embarrassed.
And then even more so can't get it up. And then the next time, the pressure again, and he
now
really
there's
wants,
an expectation there.
Now he really wants to make sure it's up and hard and ready to go.
Yeah, solid,
ready to go. And it's not, and it's that pressure, and then it's like, and it's all mental because for men it's all mental, and for women,
I wonder if he can get it up on his own without an audience.
Yeah, and also there's got to be something about being in the family home as well. It's like we're on a time crunch. Mum's going to be back soon.
Yeah, you know, and in my childhood bedroom.
Yeah. You know, it's daylight. It's 12, you know, it's 12 in the afternoon. The sun's streaming in. Yeah. You know, it's raw, you know.
Yeah. I'm not really
Dad's
in the mood.
Downstairs. Yeah. You know, there was the pressure of last time. You know, I was a bit floppy flop last time. And
it's too much.
You know, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
What we need.
It's not the environment.
It, but what we need is dim.
Book a hotel.
We need candles.
I guess you're uni students.
Yeah. We're on a budget.
Do we have a car?
What we need is like no time constraints. Do you know what I mean?
A bit of alcohol, but not too much alcohol.
I wouldn't even suggest any.
I would suggest one.
Okay. So it's not even going to get, it's not going to do any effect.
It might.
It'll set the mood.
Yeah.
Let's just read on. Okay. And then, because we could have some extra context that could help.
Mm-hmm.
So he just said he was nervous, overthinking the whole thing, which I completely understand. You know, I could tell he was nervous and stressing out, even more so because he couldn't do it.
Mm.
It's obvious he has performance anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he likes you so much.
It's a lot of pressure.
He wants to give you a wild ride.
He wants to rock your world.
He wants to rock your world in that childhood bedroom. He really, really does. But I just think the pressure,
not the childhood
the pressure
bedroom.
Is getting worse.
It's the environment.
And he wants
the family
to,
home.
He wants to show you a good time and the pressure is too much. He's had a couple failed attempts. Now it's just getting more and more and more.
It's too much. It's too much.
But so what he needs from you is just a reassuring partner.
Yeah.
Who's just like, look, when it happens, it will happen. Let's go with the flow.
Yeah, let's see what
you know,
happens
I'm not
here.
Expecting anything. I'm sure it's going to be amazing when it happens. But, you know, it's just.
Yeah. There's other things like, we can do
no,
in the meantime.
Yeah, like there's no pressure.
Mm.
It's obviously his performance anxiety. And yeah. I reassured him everything was okay. But it's getting to a point now where I'm thinking, is it ever actually going to happen? Okay, so now you're even thinking, I was being patient, but...
Yeah, you're taking the piss.
TikTok.
Yeah.
So far, we only have twice. Oh, actually done it.
So you have done it?
I think so. So far, we've only done it twice. Yeah.
Okay, great.
So he's capable. He's just easing into it, I think. My other dilemma is that he did ask me to be his girlfriend. But I'm going to San Diego for the summer and he's going away as well. Camp America? I bet.
That was our dream.
I bet it's Camp America. And he's going away as well. And I explained that I would rather see how things go and play it by ear and keep seeing each other while we both agreed we aren't talking to anyone else. But I don't know if I should keep seeing him and do long distance when all of this is going on as well.
Okay.
So you're thinking, okay, well, we've got the summer apart. He wants me to be his girlfriend, but I'm thinking we've not even really had sex yet. Mm. We're going to be apart. I'd rather
we're hitting some blocks in the road.
Play it by ear. Mm,
I don't want to commit myself to be this guy's girlfriend just yet.
But we have agreed to not date anyone. So we are technically, the technicalities are we're together, but I'm afraid of doing long distance because I did it with my ex and it played a part in our breakup.
Yeah, you don't want to do that again. Let's not sign up for that again.
And I'm also be scared that I'll be wasting my hot girl summer in San Diego. But he is really great. You know, he's so kind. This is literally the only issue. Would I be throwing a good thing away? Please help. I'm very confused, Susan. Right. He clearly really, really likes you a lot. And I think his performance anxiety. I think... He likes you so much. Mentally, he's, you know, and
he's stressed
the last
out.
Time he's had sex, you can't even remember the last time he's had sex. It was with his ex. It was with his ex over a year ago, right?
They've had sex twice.
Oh, but they have had sex twice.
Right. How was it? Did he rock your world?
Or did it fall flat? Yeah, maybe that's what happened. Maybe he gets, you know, gets in the mood.
But
you
can't
know,
stay there.
But can't mentally stay there. And then he's thinking in his head, oh my God, stay hard, stay hard. No, seriously, this is what happened to men.
I know, sorry. It just gives me the giggles.
Yeah. Stay, you know, stay up, you know, rock her world. Rock it. Rock her world. Sorry. You know,
just never heard Cinzia say that before.
Rock her world. And then he's just like...
Rocket.
And he doesn't quite rock it.
He wobbles it.
He doesn't get to the semen part.
Or the sperm part.
Mm,
yeah.
So I think
cut him loose.
Really? Give him a chance.
I just think you're young. You've got a summer of fun coming up. Yeah. You're going to San Diego. There's so much to explore in life. You know, I almost think if we're just going to be selfish, I think you're too young to be having these issues.
Dealing with you can someone else's penile.
And also, it's more the long distance thing.
Yes.
Like, you've already had a relationship crumble due to long distance. Mm. And it's like, why sign up? Whilst you're not really that attached, mm-hmm. why sign up for
and
another?
And whilst there is, like, kind of a big issue that's kind of going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, I know it's not his fault. Yeah. And it's not, like, something that he should be embarrassed about.
Oh, I just feel bad for him. Because, you know, when you end it because
too.
Of this, he's never going to be able to
but
get
also,
with another
like,
girl ever again.
You're ending it because you're going... I think if you didn't have these summer plans, I would say absolutely stick with it.
It will happen.
Continue, you know, you shouldn't break up with him because of this.
There are other things you can do.
But I think this combined with summer of fun on the horizon, I think you're young, go and have fun, go and explore. Don't tie yourself into something long distance when it's not, you
sometimes,
know, incredible and over the moon and whatever. Because, yeah, I think just...
And sometimes you have to owe your hot girl summer to yourself. If you're ever with someone... But then still thinking, oh, but my hot girl summer, and like genuinely thinking that you want to still have a hot girl summer,
then you need to still have a hot girl
then you
summer.
Need to still have a hot girl summer, because if you meet someone and that's it, I'm locked in now, well, goodbye hot girl summer, I'm not even sad about
don't care, then
yeah, fine, good riddance hot girl summer, it's fine,
summer of love, here we come.
Yeah, summer of love, here we come. But if you meet someone and it's still like, oh, but this hot girl summer, like, I feel like I need it,
yeah,
then you need it, right?
Absolutely.
I just hope he can recover from this. He will.
He will, absolutely. He needs to get out of the family home.
It's the family home.
And
it's the pressure.
It's not the vibe.
It's the family home. It's not sexy.
It's the childhood bed sheets.
Probably a single bed. Yeah.
Weird posters on the wall.
Yeah. And then what it'll be is it'll be able to hear your parents downstairs. It's like, I can hear my mum talking. I can hear my dad's footsteps.
I can hear the TV.
Yeah, I can hear the TV. I've not even got a lock on this door.
Yeah, it's anxiety inducing.
That's the second time our phones have fallen off. That's never happened before.
I know. Yeah, I think this will fizzle out.
I think, wow, Camp America, American Sexy Boys, thumbs ups.
Yeah, go and enjoy yourself. Go and have a good time.
Absolutely. Or just purchase some Viagra and see what happens.
Yeah.
Then he could rock your world. Then it could all change.
Could all change.
You know? Maybe ask him, have you tried any medications? Should we go to a clinic? A sexual health clinic?
But is that going to make it worse for him, the anxiety?
Yeah, because then you're thinking, because then it's like, no, but then medication.
Yeah,
you know, when you're ill, you get, you know, we
True.
Have to nurse ourselves back to health.
True. She's right.
you know, if I've got a headache.
Yeah.
Paracetamol.
You know? Yes, true.
You know, if he can't get it up, Viagra, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, there's a solution there. Why not use
you
it?
You know, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we'll end it there, shall we?
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Wishing you a happy Wednesday. Wishing you a happy weekend. Wishing you a happy and healthy week.
Happy and healthy sex life at two.
There you go. Cheers to that.
Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com. And if you would like to listen to the podcast twice a week, we do extra episodes every single Monday over on Patreon.
Please follow us on Instagram, TikTok. If you're not already watching us,
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.